like silly. And it's like, okay, bro, like if we really want to have Penny's back, let's ignore that stuff. Don't even give breath to it. Like, you know, but I was excited to see my guy eat just to have that space to go off because he was going off for sure.
Hey, he got it off.
It ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I hope that's something they do like maybe once a month at 88.5. I hope since Marcus Taylor is an actual friend of Penny, hope that's something they keep up. Let Penny come on and talk for an hour about whatever. You know what I mean? And I think that'll be good for that station. I think it'll be good for the city, good for the program. So I'm down for all this.
All right, real quick, because next time we see you, we'll know what will have done.
Yeah,
will they have traded up? Give me the chances they can move up.
The stuff came out about Houston and Marcus Smart. That's something I've been kind of speculating about, dropping breadcrumbs on Twitter about for a while. With Ime Udoka, his relationship with Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart was defensive player of the year with Boston.
Under Ime
Udoka and his defensive scheme, right? And you had a guy in Dylan Brooks who, you know, that fruit looked really pretty for a few months and it just started over-ripening on him. You know what I mean? It started going bad on him as the season went on. So I think Marcus Smart would really be the guy that Ime Udoka, in addition to Dylan, because he's a vet, you know, no matter how you want to look at it. So, and he added a lot of toughness to that team.
Yeah, he did.
I think that if you, Marcus Smart would be a great guy to have on that team. And he'll be a, you know, great guy for us too, but act like I don't have any value for Marcus Smart. But I think that if you can do something, because if you look at Houston's cap situation, their roster situation, they don't really have any contracts that are in that Marcus Smart range.
Mm-hmm,
you're not getting Dylan back. You're not going to get Steven Adams back. I don't think Houston wants to give up any actually good players that are on cheaper deals. I don't think they want to do that either. So it'll probably be something that will require a third team to get in.
Okay.
And I think that's something where the Grizzlies could probably look at. I would go to Atlanta and try to get DeAndre Hunter off of them in a three-way deal.
Okay.
But also involving the ninth pick and the third pick where we go up to three. Houston gets nine. We get DeAndre Hunter and Marcus Smart goes to Houston. Like that's
how we get three and DeAndre.
Right, because somebody from Marcus Smart would go there. Houston would send out cap relief to Atlanta because I think Atlanta's about to blow it up. I don't think Atlanta's saying
they need to blow it up.
But I think there's a couple reasons why you're hearing Alex Saar doesn't want to go to Atlanta. I think one of them is because they've got two starter level bigs in front of him who are under contract, and number two is I think Atlanta's about to blow the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're looking for cap relief type situations, probably in addition to, you know, maybe another pick, maybe even coming from us, a future first or something coming from us going to Atlanta. But I'm just saying DeAndre Hunter, it could be any guy. I think there's a lot of guys in that 20-something million dollar range that maybe you may can get off of a team in a deal like that if you're willing to, you know, drop off a future first round pick. But I don't mind it. I think that as far as rookie bigs go in the draft, I think that big men are probably the easiest guys to adjust if they're good,
mm-hmm.
especially for what we require our bigs to be, because we're not asking you to score.
Right.
We want you to be a lob threat. We want you to be able to set screens. We want you to be able to play defense and just kind of keep the ball moving and kind of know how to get out of the way. And I think there are a lot of guys that can do that. We saw Derek Lively do that
mm-hmm.
in the playoffs. Can 7-foot-4 Donovan Clingan do that? I bet he can. You know what I mean? I'm willing to bet that he can. And then the thing with that is, if you go get a rookie, right, who's able to do what you need him to do for the Grizzlies, you're going to have that kid for the entire Ja Jaren Bain run. That whatever contract he's on, he's pretty much going to be on that contract for the next, like, 6 years because you can extend him at an amount close to where he's at now. And you don't have to worry about a deal coming up where you got to pay this kid $30 million in 2 years, whether that's, you know, whoever you're talking about. So I would not mind if they did that. Also wouldn't mind if they went out and traded for Jared Allen. Also wouldn't mind if they went out and signed Goga Batadze or or whoever. Like, because I think there's a lot of guys that could do what the Grizzlies need as far as being a center. Like, the name doesn't matter. Because, like I said, every year there's a guy who was a backup on somebody's team,
right,
who breaks out, and now he's a starter on somebody's team, and he's Isaiah Hartenstein. You know, those kind of guys, it happens all the time. With guys, you know, when they're called upon, when they're in the right system, when they're in the right culture, when they have an expanded role, they can really be, you know, a much better player. So it's going to be exciting, man. It's going down Wednesday. I don't think this is going to happen because I really think that if Klingon's at three, if Klingon gets past the top two, I think the Grizzlies is going to do whatever it takes to go get him at three. I'm dead set that that's what they're going to do. But I can also see a reality where Wednesday night ends and we don't have a center still because they have other plans to to go get a center in free agency or make a trade for a center later on. So, like I said, there's so many possibilities, but the excitement starts Wednesday. We'll know a little bit more for sure by then.
Yeah, apparently, according to Jake Fisher, they're not trading Marcus for anything.
That came out today?
Yeah, he said they have no interest.
Mm. Well, like I said, there are...
What the hell are they going to do to move up then?
You could talk business with... there's a lot of stuff you could do. You could just trade picks and say, okay, I'll give y'all an additional first.
Yeah, you got a future first.
I don't want the Grizzlies' future first.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they're going to be good.
In 2025, you wouldn't take it in that draft?
No. Grizzlies?
Or you might talk with somebody else to get a player off of their team.
Bro, the pick was just good this year. Like, it ain't no promise they're about to climb back up to contender status.
If you tell me Ja's going to be suspended for 52 games, I'd say yeah. But I mean,
and I'll say this, the Jake Fisher's report, I think if that's coming out, it's because they can't find anybody else to come back to Memphis.
You ain't getting Jared Allen.
I don't think Memphis...
The money doesn't work.
No, what I'm saying is Memphis isn't going to send Marcus Smart out and not get somebody else back.
Right.
And Houston, like I just said, there's nobody Houston's really going to
send out. We were doing the salary yesterday. We're like, you get Jeff Green and Jayshon Tate.
No. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think that report, right, what he's saying is true, it's stated, but I don't think that's concrete. I think if Memphis gets a player that comes back to replace Marcus Smart, they'll do that deal.
Right, yeah. But I think maybe the Grizz know, right, that it's
right
not
now,
possible.
Ain't nothing out there, yeah.
So, we have no interest trading Marcus Smart unless...
Yeah, unless you got something for
we get a real player that we can match the money with and achieve our goal of moving up, which...
Yeah.
It just depends on who's there for you at nine, bro. Like, I don't know how it's all going to shake out, but, you know, if you come away, there's still, you know, several good players who I think will be in the league available. They should be available at nine.
And if the Grizz just say, okay, give me Khalil Ware at nine, not mad. If they say, okay, give me Zach Edey at nine, I'm not mad, bro.
Exactly.
Like, whatever they come out with as a big, whether it's in a draft, free agency, or a trade, we're going to win 55, 60 games.
Exactly.
Like, I don't really care who it is, but, like, because that role – even though it's extremely important, we see the importance of it, right? It's a very small role. It's not like saying, man, we need freaking Jaylen Brown. We need somebody who does what Jaylen Brown does. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like, we need at all, bro. We just need somebody to do that dirty work, do the grunt work to make things easier for everybody else. So, like I said, there are so many guys who I feel can come in and play that role. It's not like you're looking for, we could just get a Luka. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
We could just get Jokic, we'd be fine. You know what I mean? It's not like that at all.
The Celtics had five, and I love the way you put it, though. Mm-hmm. They have four books right off top when you add Derek White and Drew Holiday. Mm-hmm. Do the Grizz have four books? They got three books.
Oh,
Spades.
Oh.
Reference.
So yeah, man. Because
the Celtics are a champion. They got four books right off top. We talked about, you got Jason and Jalen. Yeah, but it's the two right after them and everything that Drew.
They got the big Joker with Laravia.
And Derek White can do. Grizzlies have got three books technically. Is there a fourth book?
Marcus Smart might be like a king of clubs. You know what I mean? I don't know if he'll.
I think we got a downgrade.
What might Gigi be?
I think he might.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
but to me,
queen of clubs.
Nah, for real though. Like Gigi could be that. Like you just threw down an ace of clubs. You got a king and a queen in your hand. You think you about to make a run?
I can see that.
But I ain't got no clubs, and Gigi is a two of spades, and I'm cutting everything you throw out. Like
I gotta have them in my hand.
We did. That was some cold little spades talking we were doing. Just
yeah, I've been thinking like, about your spades, the four books off Gigi, top with the Celtics since they won the title.
He's a spades man.
I've seen people downplaying Gigi Jackson, right? But, like, if Gigi Jackson stayed in school, like if Gigi Jackson didn't go to South Carolina, he went to North Carolina, and he went last year. Like, if he stayed in school – Went to high school 4 years, and he went to North Carolina this year. And he was, like, a little bit more mature, had the North Carolina branding behind him. Gigi Jackson would be a top-10 pick in this year's draft. Right?
I believe it.
Me and Jason got into a fight over spades.
He probably – you know how to play spades, bro?
Yes.
All right, so Gigi, like, if he's, like, a top-5 pick or top-10 pick, right, and the Grizzlies draft him, and he had the season – I'm kind of going all over in the time machine, but let's say Gigi Jackson was a top-10 pick, and he had the season he had last year, right? Would anybody question what he's going to be?
What the future for him would be?
Yeah, that kid's going to be a star.
I see what your point is there.
You know what I mean? Right. So, like, it's the same kid, though. It's the exact same kid.
I think it also does help,
though. You got to see it again,
though. Yeah, it does help the feelings around him.
But if you look at him, man, you look at his profile, 6'9", he can put the ball on the floor, he can score from mid-range.
Shoot that thing.
He can shoot from three. His body looks like it can and will hold weight. Man,
the fourth book.
Yeah, he might be. If John a big joker, he might be the little joker, bro. And on that said, what's the little joker to you? What's big joker, little joker in the deck of cards, John?
isn't the well? You write on it. You write. You you label.
That's what I'm saying. Which one do you label though?
Which guy is big?
You you label Little, right?
No, I'm saying right. Which one do you say is the big Joker? Like if you got the two cards in your face, you know they look different.
The Grizzlies?
Right? No. Listen. No, I'm talking about the deck of cards.
I missed the question.
Is there one on a bike? The one on the bike?
Listen.
The one with no writing is the big.
All right, you got a deck of cards.
The little
right?
is the one with all the little writing on it.
What's your producer's name?
Pam.
Producer Pam.
Man, Pam,
like,
bro.
What the hell are y'all talking about?
Do not ask
might play
Pam,
spades.
Right?
I'm not sure. Solitaire, perhaps?
All right.
That's hazard pay if you ask Pam.
This is a common debate, right? This is a common debate in black households with spades. I have a very clear answer to this, right? And I've never understood why this
I thought I had to. Is that the answer? What's your answer?
This is a common discussion. I got to take my kids out of the
He's not going to give us the answer, is
he? No. Let me break it down.
It's the one with the writing on it.
That's what I thought.
Oh, man, be quiet, man. Let me paint the image to the people who are listening, right? In the deck of cards, you got one Joker that's colored, right? And it's big. The Joker is big, takes up most of the card. And then you have another Joker where the Joker is small and it's black and white and it has a quality guarantee and some description of what they guarantee in titles. Like,
okay.
The guarantee you're going to have 52 cards in here and the card's going to last.
I've never read it. Yes,
right, it's got this guarantee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the black people home, they say that the little bitty Joker with the word guarantee on it is the big Joker because it's a guaranteed book.
No, hell no. Not in the black homes
bro,
I was in.
We that is that, a real
that was
discussion.
The little Joker.
That's the little Joker.
Yes.
And, bro, I've seen people like stand on it. No, bro.
That's the big because it has
a guaranteed book.
It,
no. I'm like, no, bro, the big Joker is the bigger Joker. Like the
Correct.
One that has color on it. Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact, by the way. I mean, that. Yeah. Hopefully people
but
don't
I'm
argue
telling
about
you,
that.
Bro, more people believe that little Joker is the big Joker, then you would probably.
Well, I can see that, but that's why you have to label it, bro.
Now you come in my
that's
house,
why you write on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we gonna write it because you ain't gonna be nothing to argue about.
So like when you write on it, you do remove that confusion,
right?
See, exactly.
Because in our house, we'll take the two of spades and the two of clubs, two of hearts out.
Take that out and put it in the Joker.
Take them out the deck. They're also spare Jokers too, in case you run out, in case you lose one.
I miss a good spades game, bro. Spades is a fun game.
Yeah, we all put together a 9-2-9 tournament.
Yeah, it's cool.
That'd be great. It'd be us three that know how to play and nobody else.
I would have security for them.
Do you think Gabe knows how to play spades?
Nah. I don't think Gabe knows how to play any card game.
If it's
not on his iPad,
I'll tell you this.
You know
Jeffrey doesn't know how to play spades, but he will pretend that he does. I know. He will act like he knows how to play spades. And then Jeffrey
got snatched off the table.
No idea.
What's going on here? What?
Coffins plays bridge.
I think the white was the of hearts.
No, bridge, the, no, hearts. Yeah,
why can't I talk to my partner? Like, what is this?
Is that Coffins?
The joke is going to confuse the hell out of him. That's for sure. Jeff and Jeffrey.
Yeah.
The joke is going to confuse him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, if my partner's across from me, why can't I talk to him?
I don't think we're getting Jeff.
You can't do that,
Jeff. I'll tell you that right now. Listen, we have an opening maybe with Jeffrey's show. Maybe that person will know how to play spades. We can get to four here.
I know one for sure that probably can roll.
Yes. DeMichael, can he play?
DeMichael, I'd be shocked if DeMichael Cole can't play spades.
Yeah.
Drew Hill probably can't.
I don't think so. I'm going to say no.
Connor Dunning, no. No.
Connor might surprise you.
Connor's a young white.
Yeah,
he might surprise you. Those young whites might surprise you every now and then, you know.
They probably play spades without the jokers, though. You know, that's the thing.
Oh, for sure. That was how my mama played.
They played with it.
God rest her white soul.
What did she play?
She played without the joker. She didn't.
Oh,
she
that's
didn't,
embarrassing.
My mom would look down on, you know, you playing with jokers? No, that's not real.
Oh, so
jokers white people don't play with jokers.
Well, the ace of spades is the biggest card.
Most do not.
Yeah, oh, that's colonizing right there. We can't. That's terrible. You got to have the jokers in there. That's two books that you're removing from the equation.
Man. That's so fun.
You know, good stuff, man.
Appreciate
always good
brother.
To have you and appreciate your perspectives. Anthony Sane, catch him on Bluff City Media. Follow him on Twitter at Sane Asylum. We'll come back with the rundown. Jason and John, I turn to FM, ESPN.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN, an Odyssey sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, I was hoping you'd come over and, you know, maybe put on some old gym shorts, you know, and throw on the jersey. And at least, you know, I think it'd be a hell of a show. You're just getting you live, huffing and puffing, seeing if you can do some of those supercasts.
Even when I was in shape, Coach, you'll remember I couldn't do it. Even when I was in shape, that first day of supergassers, when we had to run four supergassers, I'd get through one and then have to do my makeups after.
So I'm confused. You said when you were in shape, so when was that again?
Okay, to be fair. Okay, that's fair. Understood.
This is coming from a middle-aged fat guy sitting at his desk, so don't worry.
Hey, but you'd be out there running with us. You'd be out there running with us a couple of times.
Those are good old days. I don't know if I could do it anymore. Yeah, smoke.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9. 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN or download the free Odyssey app.
If you are drowning with $25, $50, even $100,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt, listen to the following reviews people just like you are giving accredited debt relief and why you should make the call.
I'm glad I made that call. I feel like I can finally breathe again.
In one afternoon, several tons of financial stress vanished.
I truly felt like I was talking to a friend.
Well, I feel like I did business with a guardian angel. I literally cried. Thank you for saving my life.
Imagine feeling that kind of relief. It can happen. Make the call. Learn how much they can save you. There's no pressure, no obligation, just a call. Accredited Debt Relief has helped over 300,000 qualified consumers pay off over $1 billion in debt, earning an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They are the debt solution experts. So see how much they can save you. Call 877-250-8884. 877-250-8884. That's 877-250-8884. Program and services not available in all states.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
Summer's heating up, and so are the savings at Choate's. We've got three incredible offers to make your season spectacular. First up, our Grill and Chill with Choate's Summer Special. Upgrade your HVAC system and choose between a free Yeti cooler or a Green Egg grill on select systems. Then power through any outage with Choate's generators. Be one of the first 50 customers to buy a generator and score a massive 75-inch TV or an iPad. Also, don't forget about our tankless water heater offer. Purchase a tankless water heater from Choate's and receive a premium toilet free. Don't wait. These offers are too good to last. Turn to the experts with Choate's and call 347-8086 or visit us online today for your free estimate. Now introducing Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Generators. Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Are you feeling the pinch of rising mortgage payments now that your COVID forbearance has come to an end? If it's more than you can financially handle, reach out to Jen Karstensen and Live Love Memphis at the Real Estate Agency today. They understand everyone's situation is unique and are here to help you explore your options to take advantage of the equity you've built. Before you sell to an investor, you owe it to yourself to make sure you're not giving the house away. Call today at 901-625-5200 or email them at sold@livelovememphis.com.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
Any day is a good day to sell your home. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Benstorff Realtors, but the absolute best days to sell your home are those days that end with a Y. That's right. Numerous scientific studies and my friend Kevin, who is also a wine connoisseur, have shown that if you want to sell your home, make sure and use my highly successful strategic marketing program and list on the day ending in a Y. Now think about it. Who would be foolish enough to not trust science and a wine connoisseur? Seriously, changes are happening in the real estate industry, and it's not just that sellers don't know the answers, they don't know the questions. That's why I'm here. If you or someone you know is thinking of selling, I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 experienced real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why people often say, when you want the job done, you call Shell Dunn. Call me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. Remember, MemphisRelocate.com or 483-0546.
Upgrade her diamond ring this summer with no money down and zero interest for 5 years. Hi, it's Eric Hasseltine for my friends at Genesis Diamonds. Don't miss this amazing offer from Genesis Diamonds. 5 years, zero interest financing. Not just on engagement rings, but also on earrings, bracelets, bands, colored gemstone jewelry, and pre-owned Rolex watches. So that luxury pre-owned Rolex Submariner or Explorer starts at only $150 per month. Now through the end of June at Genesis Diamonds on Poplar at Perkins Extended.
Get ready, because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG Highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24-7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 0110, 764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved dealer stock only.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits, or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. They're going to help you sell your home and get the most money for it. That's the goal, right? That's what you want to do. You want to make the most money for your home. I mean, that's just simple. 2 + 2 = 4. And they do that math for you really easily over to Live Love Memphis Group. They're going to market your home, stage your home, make sure that they can get you the most money with their connections. But you got to reach out, make that call, email them, sold at livelovememphis.com.
Yeah, don't be like me and put the call off 4 years. Well, I literally did. Could have been out of that house much sooner if I'd called Jennifer Carstensen, 625-5200. That's basically what she told me. What were you waiting on, fool? Because you don't have to spend thousands and thousands like you think to get it on the market. All we had to do was this, this, this. That's what we did, got it on the market, and it was a much different market than it is now. And Jennifer has been successful through them all. She also specializes in helping first-time home buyers. So you don't have to have a home for Jennifer Carstensen to help you. So again, take down this number, put it in your phones, 625-5200. That is the number to Jennifer Carstensen and her wonderful team. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's do it.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
So another bit of news that came out of the interview that Penny did yesterday with Marcus Taylor and TaylorMade Sports is that they have officially submitted a waiver for another year of eligibility for Caleb Mills.
Why you got to play?
What you mean, bro?
You were about to say Kobe Bryant. I heard.
No, it was just a slip.
You couldn't help yourself.
It was just a slip, dude.
He was important to that team, dude.
Yes, bro. Like I said, the University of Memphis has submitted a waiver for Caleb Mills. Caleb Mills, bro. Mm. They are trying to get another year of eligibility for former Houston guard Caleb Mills. Is that clear enough?
Sacrifice.
That's right. He was willing to come off the bench.
He was the one.
He was the leader.
He was the only one.
So if I say this, if the Tigers do, and again, I don't know what Chris Paul's Caleb Mills' eligibility status is. If he's, again, I know he missed a year there at Houston, and he missed the majority of the year. So I'll be honest.
Aren't they giving years back though?
I think he deserves a year,
right? In the NCAA for whatever they set out and
yes.
You're getting a year back,
exactly.
Or something.
Yes. So if there's a way,
that applies here, but
if there is a
why
way,
not?
Exactly right. I say let Steph play. Let Steph Curry get one more year left. Let him play with the University of Memphis next season, and that's actually you'd be returning some minutes, right? There's a world where if you can
actually be great on next year's team with this.
Return.
Seriously,
that'd be the one and only returner.
Well, no, Jordan.
Sorry, yes. Him and Jordan.
I don't know if Jordan sacrifices like Caleb did. Otherwise, the season wouldn't have gone the way it did.
Right. So I think that's
kidding. Jordan was fine.
Yeah, Jordan. Yeah, I mean,
he did actually. He was fine with coming off the bench or not. It seemed like to me. So it was in terms of the sacrifice.
Exactly.
He made some.
Yeah. So.
So you'd have two sacrifice guys, but
that's a bit. That's huge. So, you bring Kyrie back. You pair him with Jordan. You're
Caleb.
Why am I getting so confused
to do the job?
Because if anybody's saying anything unfair, let me know. Who's saying something that's not fair?
Well, Sain says Jeff and Giannotto, and who was the other person?
I mean, Giannotto.
I don't think any of them have been unfair. Yeah. When we talk about next year.
Well, Giannotto doesn't work here anymore.
There's a great urgency. But what did Giannotto say that was unfair?
I thought Giannotto usually went out of his way to.
Columnists have been fair. In a lot of instances, they've been positive. And, I guess you can point to the Jeff question situation a couple of years ago when he asked Penny, do you still believe you can get the job done? They were, struggling at that point or whatever else. You can say, was that a negative question? But the point is, you'd set it up. You'd set up yourself for that question with the performance.
Right.
And so I don't know that too many here locally have been negative of Penny. In fact, I would make the case that most are rooting for him and try to keep it positive.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
Has to be held to some sort of account. Penny would tell you that he does between sentences of
right.
Everything he's got going on, how hard the job is. And so, listen, I think he expects us to hold him accountable. Sometimes, obviously, it feels like it gets under his skin. But, control what you can control and. Let the media and others do its job. And more, like Sain said, don't let the one guy on Twitter that's been on you for what? Don't let that get in your head. Who cares?
Right. Right. But
like I told you.
Whoever it is.
Penny's, I thought, unlike with a Josh who was thin-skinned and was doing this for, I thought Penny, having been the celebrity, having been the NBA player.
Yeah.
Right? And for a long time that you get to a level where you already hold this stuff at arm's length. You don't listen to half of it because you went through it as a player and everything else. And so maybe you're a little bit more trained and prepared to handle it. But I think what it shows you is that even when you think you are, and maybe even when you're in a position as you've been trained as a pro, you understand the media's got a job to do. But when you get in that seat and it starts to get a little hotter, a little warmer, and things start to get negative, man, no matter what you thought beforehand, and Penny watched it from up close as an ambassador, no matter what you thought about the job, right, it's harder than you thought.
Yep.
Right? And, yep. and there's feelings and emotions, and there's always constant criticism and scrutiny. That's part of it. You asked for it. And hopefully, again, it's not, it doesn't overwhelm him to a point that, you know, where you can't do the job.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So,
but you got to understand, it comes with the territory. It's not personal, man.
Yeah, it's definitely not, bro. It's definitely not personal. But again, it's about results, you know. And the results, you know, we were talking to Saint earlier, like Memphis basketball, people, you know, and it is a popular thing to say, right? Like, what has Memphis basketball been without Cal? You know, and I even heard it. I even heard a shade of that from Penny, right? Like, if I leave, you know, this thing, there's no reason that has to be the case. Memphis basketball has crazy NIL. The money that they were throwing around for David Jones, I think most people listening to this would be mind blown, right? Like,
yeah,
they have,
I mean, we know. You got
millions and millions and millions of dollars.
They had to have the collective, and then they had the help from FedEx.
So, like, let me tell you how much better that makes your job. Now, does that mean that automatically it's easy? No, because other schools have NIL too. So you have to go out there and you have to negotiate and you have to compete and you have to do all the song and dance. And it is a lot of BS. I'm not going to sit here and try to say it's not. You know, like this Kaluma song and dance, I don't know what the hell is going on there, right? Like, he wants this, he wants that. He's got an SMU visit. I get it, man. I get it. But Memphis basketball is still set up to be successful regardless of who was in the spot, period. Again, would it be better if it was Penny that was successful? A million times. But Memphis basketball from 1973 to 1995, that's pre-Cal, went to the Sweet 16 on average every 3 years, once every 3 years. That's, I mean, can you imagine doing that right now? Can you imagine doing that right now? I mean, that's, they went to the tournament, you know, obviously untold amounts of times from 73 to you know, 2000, even up to 2014. They're going all the time. So it's a good job. It's a good job that I think maybe even some people in the building give it credit for. It doesn't come without its own set of BS, just like any other job, bro. How much BS we got to deal with every day in our job?
It's also a job and pay up to $3 million a year.
And we don't get $3 million.
You know, has shown.
Yeah, like.
Willing to do that.
There's a lot of coaches who would take this job. Exactly. You know, I mean, it's just the truth. Again, hope it's Penny. Hope he's the guy that does it. Okay? But, like, it's got to get better. It's got to get better. It's got to improve. Top to bottom. So, anyways, Caleb Mills going for the waiver. Hopefully he gets it because that would be returner minutes, and that's something that Memphis is desperately lacking right now.
Next story.
All right, Antoine Hill, four-star quarterback out of Georgia. Looks like he's going to be making a decision tomorrow between Florida and Memphis. This is good news for Memphis, I would think. The fact is he just got off of a trip, a couple weekends back, and he has talked about, this four-star prospect has talked about the desire to play early. And down at Florida, we've sort of analyzed the situation. He's got a five-star right now that'll be in line to play by the time he gets down there. And so situation obviously much different with Memphis, who is still trying to figure out who's going to play quarterback after Seth Hennigan. And so we know, too, from Ryan Silverfield's history, his track record, that he will play freshman quarterbacks. He did that for Silverfield. So what he's telling Antoine Hill, I'm sure, about playing early, doesn't it just have to be a narrative or spin or, hey, I will do this for you. He's done it before. And so I see no reason why Antoine Hill wouldn't believe him. And, in fact, he's talked about how the opening is there for Memphis after Seth Hennigan this year. And so the fact is that I think this decision was at one point scheduled for July. It's been pushed up to Saturday. So I would tell you, coming off that Memphis visit, that again, that feels like good news. Certainly doesn't mean you've got him. We're talking SEC here with Florida. And so in terms of what they can provide, NIL, all that kind of stuff. But we know Memphis, too, has got, you know, been armed with some extra NIL as well from FedEx and from others. And if NIL was a concern, I don't think Memphis would have made it this deep in the race with a guy who, if he commits tomorrow, would be the highest-ranked quarterback prospect to commit out of high school to Memphis. And so all eyes tomorrow at some point will be on Antoine Hill Jr., who, yeah, we could be talking about, you know, the guy that's taking snaps next year for this Memphis football team as a freshman after Seth Hennigan departs.
Yeah, listen, that would be
a big one for Memphis football, which right now is rolling, recruiting, transfer portal, everything else.
Yep.
This would add to a nice little feather in Silverfield's cap here. You pull down a quarterback prospect like this
one. I mean, I'll be honest. I can't remember the last time we followed a recruitment in football like this. I mean, seriously, like something that we were like tracking like this.
Yeah.
Basically never. So adding that in and of itself.
Highest ranked.
Tells you
high school
a lot.
Recruit, yeah.
And it's who you're up against, too, right? I mean, it's
Florida. Obenna?
Obenna was, yeah.
Because of who was after him and
but he
sort
was,
of his
but,
grade.
I mean, you know, we did follow that one, but he was an offensive lineman, right? So it's a little different, a little less flashy. But, yeah, I guess he would be the one because he was legitimately an SEC prospect.
Right, right.
But you're right.
We haven't done many of these.
Typically, we just talk about them when they happen, right? So, oh, they got a three-star commit.
Celebrate when they get Memphis guys, you know, occasionally.
This would be, you know, a significant, maybe even, you know, watershed moment for Memphis football to genuinely, like, because here's what usually happens with Memphis football, right? Like, they'll get, like, a kid that, you know, on paper had SEC offers, but they weren't, like, committable. So you would say they beat X, Y, and Z, but come on. Like, you kind of know they really didn't have those offers. They might have interest. They might have had, like, a monitoring, whatever. This would be, like, legitimately Memphis beating an SEC school. Memphis legitimately beating Florida for a kid.
Yep.
He visited. They're going to have a need for quarterback at Florida. I mean, honestly, the situation at Memphis is just obviously better for Antoine.
Yeah, DJ Lagway is the quarterback that'll be set up already down there at Florida that he'll have to compete with and maybe be behind. He doesn't have that up here.
And by the way, like, are we sure Billy Napier is going to be there? I mean,
Cade Cunningham. That's a fair question.
He's
as well.
Not Napier's lighting
future.
It up.
Whereas your guy just got a contract extension and has got a chance to college football playoff.
Exactly. You know,
maybe the next couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, he's 11-14 at Florida. I mean, one more bad year, that's it for him, you know?
Could be.
I mean, I'd be shocked if he has another one. And he's got the what many are calling the most difficult schedule in the country next year. So I'm not real sure that Billy Napier is going to be long for Florida. I mean, that's a good job. You can't have coaches going under 500 there 3 years in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got A&M at Mississippi State, UCF at Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia at Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, Florida State. Dude, they're going to get creamed. Miami, I mean, they're going to get killed next year. Miami's going to probably be a tough one. A&M's going to be a tough one. At Starkville is going to be a tough one. At Tennessee, you probably should beat Kentucky at home. Georgia, L, at Texas, L, LSU, maybe at home. Ole Miss, toss-up, Florida State. I mean, you could have an 8-loss season easily, and that's it for him. So I do think that that's working in Memphis's favor here.
He said of Lagway, I'm not going there just to sit behind him, emphasizing his intent to vie for the starting position as a freshman. That's what I'm saying. That it's just – there won't be that kind of level of competition here in Memphis.
Right, and again, listen, here's the thing.
And you just watched Seth Hennigan start as a freshman, play 4 years.
You just transfer, right? But worst case scenario, if you're Antoine Hill, these decisions really don't carry much weight. You get here, you either you do well, you probably leave. I mean, that's the reality. You just hope that you get a year or two of good seasons from him before he moves up to the Power Five level. I mean, well, I think
he took a visit to Texas A&M one time.
Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, they got money.
Oh, he's a big-time player. But, like, I think people probably got spoiled with or have been spoiled with Hennigan. Like, if you do get another good quarterback in here who's young and who's playing early, he probably will leave, you know, just because of the difference in the competition, you know? I mean, if he comes in and he starts as a freshman, which he would like to do, right?
I mean, that is part of how Silverfield kept Hennigan. The belief early, right? Having some NIL to fight off the offers potentially helped you. But starting him did. Maybe here's a situation where, again, you started him early. You've got more in terms of NIL. You ain't got what Florida and these others, Texas A&M, have got.
Right.
But you got more than you did
in
terms of trying to keep him. You're right. The likelihood is if he balls out, he'll get called up from, you know, he'll go to another school. But I'd want to take that chance all day long.
I also wonder,
and
though,
maybe there's a chance that Ryan can keep him. He's shown that at least he's done it with one. And again, believing in him early, giving him that, I think, is a big reason why Seth's still here.
Let me throw this
maybe
at
that
you.
Works.
Let me throw this at you.
How this kid may be good, too good, where he's only played a couple of years, period.
How do you evaluate Antoine Hill and how good he might be as a freshman versus, hey, there might be a guy in the portal that is ready? You know what I'm saying? That, like, is proven, that's out there. We have NIL. I mean, obviously it's not going to be a top-tier guy because those guys are going to go to the SEC and the Big 12, but...
Well, isn't that the advantage that Ryan's had and probably believes, look, I can do that again rather than going and getting a transfer portal guy that comes in here for 1 year and then I'm having to do it again?
Right.
And so I don't have that, like we talked about with Penny, the continuity, right. the consistency, the yeah. stability. I mean, that would be your first choice, right? Especially if you get one this highly ranked.
Although it is just tough when you're a freshman, right? Like, damn, that's a lot, especially a true freshman. That's a lot of pressure.
This guy's ranked higher than Seth was.
Oh, yeah, easily. Easily.
I mean, obviously. And so my point is, I mean, you're still in the AAC.
Yeah.
How come he couldn't be a success right off
I'm
the
not
top?
Saying he couldn't be. It's just, you know, it's not easy to do.
It's harder. But clearly that looks like the plan. That's what they're using to recruit him.
Yeah, I would just say for you, as it relates to Seth and the quarterback position at Memphis, the Jordan commercial. Maybe it was Seth's fault that you thought it was so easy. Maybe it was Seth's fault that you thought he didn't work hard every day of his life. Maybe it was Seth's fault that you thought a freshman quarterback could just step on in and do what Seth has done. Maybe it was Seth's fault.
He broke records.
Big-time records. No, you give him a shot. I mean, you got the Pistons guard on the roster, so you have him as a backup plan, you know.
Cade Cunningham,
who apparently
is the same name.
Is not the person, but has the same name. So you always have the backup situation there with the Pistons guard. And again, I don't know how good he is. I have no idea. I don't, you know, I'm sure they're evaluating that. But I think Antoine would have the chance to grab it.
The chance.
Yeah, he would be the leader.
All day. It's yours. You go get it.
Who was the guy that Tevin Carter was another one, though. We brought him in, and it never materialized. You know,
he couldn't get out there. What are we talking about here?
Right.
He's behind Seth.
That's true.
It was bad timing. Why am I thinking like Georgia Southern all the time? I had Georgia Tech. Maybe Georgia Tech was initially involved. Did he end up going there? I can't remember. He transferred somewhere.
He is Tennessee State.
No, I was way off.
Damn. That's a little shocking.
I did want to see him.
I know. That's a big drop down.
But Seth has proven. I mean, you've been, you know, he's one of the reasons why the program
is. Who is SWAC if Tevin Carter ain't SWAC?
But Seth ain't going to no NFL, though.
Who is SWAC? Man, how you going to put a limit on that
remember
man,
that take?
Bro?
Remember that take, John?
How you going to put a limit on
Come
that
on,
man?
Come on, bro.
Bro, he could do it. If Brock Purdy can do it, Seth can do it.
Stop.
He could be the next Brock Purdy. A guy that's super prepared, super composed. His hands got to be bigger than Brock's, right? I don't want to put a ceiling on Seth, bro.
So you got to have people believe in that. John.
He's a cerebral really assassin. I mean, come on, bro.
Then weren't you saying, you know, first, second round pick for him at one point? Didn't
second.
You have a first or second round grade on him?
I don't think there was ever a caveat there. Yeah. I think that was actually first half of the first round.
Seth Hennigan, great college
quarterback. Give me Seth over Caleb Williams all day.
Yeah.
Give me a guy I know who's going to be in the lab.
Can tell it's Friday with you.
Pam,
I think John might be ready for next story.
I have nothing else to say, and I have nothing else to give for you in this segment. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you think about Seth's work and take.
I appreciate him.
All right.
We got a quarterback. Maybe your Raiders can take a flyer on him.
I'd love that. Give me something to believe in, right? That's what I'm – he'd be better than Aiden O'Connell. Are you serious? I mean, I'm telling you, I would take Seth over Aiden O'Connell and Minshew at this point. I really would. I need something else. I need to cleanse my palate, no doubt. We'll come back. Norton Hurd, the fourth, is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts on Memphis basketball, on Penny's interview, the summer, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN.
Love sports. Love them so much. We never want them to stop. But as the playoffs wind down, we're getting slow, getting to that slower time of year where there's fewer games to choose from. You got them in baseball, but not – and a whole lot else. So the sports aren't sports and like we like them to. But FanDuel lets us keep these games going whenever we want. All you got to do is open up the app because this summer, FanDuel's hooking all customers, not just new ones, up with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. Just head over to FanDuel.com/JSmith and start making the most of your summer. That's FanDuel.com/JSMITH and see what your boost or bonus is daily. This summer. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball and of 92.9 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station, on the go, on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. Follow 92.9 FM ESPN. Rewind any show, any segment now. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app online or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Why should you hire the largest injury firm in the world for your injury case? Let me count the ways. Your case will be handled by your lawyer, a paralegal, and a case manager who's always in the office for you when your lawyer's in court. There's also a 24-hour hotline if you ever have a question or a problem. We've collected over $20 billion and won a lot. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett. 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. And 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
It's Rob Joyner and James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Meet the new Sonic Groovy Fries. The fries that old sauce so well, they even have their own. Get your dip on with new Groovy Fries and Groovy Sauce. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over two decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So my home is also my office. And before I can focus, every room's gotta be clean. That means tidying up and spraying my Febreze Air Mist. Ooh, that's fresh. Febreze Air Mist scents are all high quality. They fight any weird funk, and they give my air an instant boost of freshness. So not only does my home smell good, I feel good too. After I Febreze, it's time to start my day.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, Danny, what are the two things that women want?
A husband and Howie.
How about diamonds and a free vacation from Robert Irwin Jewelers?
That's where you come in, Howie.
Exactly. And during the summer of 1,000 engagements, spend $2,495 or more, and you're going to get a free vacation for two. See a store for complete details, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Save up to 40% during our summer of 1,000 engagement sale. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com.
You're going to be busy this summer.
Oh, man.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride, RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte, LXS, RE780169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99. Do it, Sonny. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX $357 a month? $39.99 do it, Sonny. 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime. KiaMountMoriah.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ah, the sweet feelings of summer. The kiss of warm sun on your skin. The softly scented breeze blowing through the trees. Don't worry, you have Off Clean Feel, fragrance-free mosquito repellent that feels good on skin, so even mosquitoes can't ruin those sweet feelings of summer. Off Clean Feel. Prevention is the best protection from mosquitoes.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Y'all boys not get the memo. I do not stay at the Intercontinental. And anything I got is not a rental. I own that mom. Figured out this is simple. My stock been going up like a crescendo. A bunch of handshakes from the fakes. But I do not wanna be friends though. I tell y'all, motherfucker, man, this not a love song. This a stripper.
Shoot 360. If you have somebody in the house that loves basketball and wants to get better at it, take them over there. I'm telling you, they will adore you for it. Jason's in the process. It's about to be that time for him. There ain't no doubt about it, because we're in the process of making a pro. I see the pull-ups. I see the pull-up Jays. Now imagine if you added to that hours at Shoot 360.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we living in there for real.
That's why I'm so happy about this Cordova location opening soon.
That's right. We got big news to plan at Shoot 360, but in the meantime, in between time, shooting drills, passing drills, dribbling drills right at the Cordova location. It's invested in by NBA players.